Lesson 14, Part 1, Section A. Starling, Clarice M., good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Crawford.
Your instructors tell me you're doing well, top quarter of the class.
I hope so. They haven't posted anything.
A job's come up, and thought about you. Not really a job, more of an interesting errand. Walk me to my car, Starling.
Yes, well, okay, right. I'm glad for the chance, sir, but why me?
You're qualified and available. And frankly, I can't spare a real agent right now.
Question one. Where does the conversation most probably take place? Question two. What does the man want the woman to do? Question three. What is the woman's response to the man's request? Section B. 1. The woman is probably still a college student. 2. In fact, the man can find a real agent right now. 3. The man thinks the lady is qualified and available.
Part 2. 1. The American people deeply admire China for its thousands of years of contributions to culture and religion, to philosophy and the arts, to science and technology. We remember well our strong partnership in World War II. Now we see China at a moment in history when your glorious past is matched by your present sweeping transformation and the even greater promise of your future. 2. As I travel across China, I hope to learn as much as I can about the Chinese people, your history, and your dreams for the future, and I hope to help the Chinese people understand more of America's history, the lessons the American people have drawn from it, and the dreams we hold for the 21st century.
Part 3, Passage 1. To prepare your child to make financial decisions as an adult, and to teach her the importance of saving, it's best to start early. Even preschoolers can learn the value of saving, and by fourth grade, most children are ready to learn some basic investing techniques. An older child who has saved enough money, usually between $1,000 and $2,000, can open a mutual fund or custodial account at a brokerage firm. To help get your child interested in investing, try selecting stocks from companies whose products he uses, such as Pepsi, Toys R Us, McDonald's, and Blockbuster Video. Some companies, including Disney, Tandy, and Kellogg's, also offer perks to stockholders. Wrigley's shareholders, for example, get a 20-package box of chewing gum each December.
Question 1. To whom is the talk most likely given? Question 2. When should the kid start to learn to make financial decisions as an adult? Question 3. By which grade are most children ready to learn some basic investing techniques? Question 4. How much is needed if an older child wants to open a mutual fund account at a brokerage firm? Question 5. What companies are suggested if children are made to be interested in investing? Passage 2. Children in sports should focus on being part of a team, mastering fundamental skills, and learning from both winning and losing. But too often the emphasis is on winning rather than on good sportsmanship. As a result, children can develop a fear of failure. The pressure to compete may be overwhelming for a young athlete. Between the ages of 10 and 14, 30% of children drop out of organized sports. Sometimes the easiest way to remove themselves from the pressure will still be part of the team is to get hurt, says child psychiatrist Dennis Alters, M.D. To help your child be the best sport on the field, try these tips from the Center for Sports Psychology. Model good sportsmanship when talking to coaches or watching a game. Encourage children to play hard, but to play within the rules. Give your child as much praise for a good grade as for scoring the most points.
Question 1. What should children in sports focus on? Question 2. What is the problem as a result of the emphasis on winning? Question 3. What is the percentage of children between 10 and 14 who dropped out of organized sports? Question 4. What is the easiest way for the children to remove themselves from the pressure? Question 5. What does the word tip mean?